I'm in business. Like, I don't come here to fucking play around. Mm. And this is not coming. This isn't a game. I'm here to win. I'm here to work.
Yeah.
And I'm here to focus. So I don't waste my time and don't underestimate me.
Hi, you're listening to Bake the Podcast with me, Aisha Baker. Today, I speak to fierce mom and business lady, Rushtush, aka Rushta Masaji. When we had first recorded this podcast, I had no idea that Rushta would have one of the busiest 2019s and that she would launch various different ventures from apps to beauty products. Let's take a listen to this insightful conversation I had with Rushtush.
Okay, so we're back on Bake the Podcast. So glad to have you guys here. And today we have my very special, amazing friend, Rushtush, aka Rushta Masaji. See, I introed with you Rushtush first because that's who you are. Everyone knows as Rushtush. So if you don't know Rushtush, you don't have the internet and that's awkward. You might need some assistance with that. Then you should get in touch with Lee from The Bachelor because he is connected. Ha, ha, ha. Some of you laugh at my jokes,
what's
please.
What's connected to?
The internet.
Oh.
Okay, my producers are laughing at my jokes. I'm not a comedian. So we are interviewing Rushta today. And before we start, Rushta, welcome.
Thank
to the
you.
Pod.
Thank you for having me, Ash.
There are no rules. You can say whatever, do whatever, as long as you speak into the mic.
So yeah,
you can
I'll catch do that.
It. Okay,
yeah.
Good. And Rushta's assistant is joining us as well. Mm. She's on the gram doing a thing. So I've known you. Do you know how long I've known you? It's very long. I've known Rushta since I was like a teenager. So Rushta's sister and I are very good friends. We were neighbors. Mm. And I have such a funny story I was thinking last night before this pod is that my mom and I used to be obsessed with your fashion, right? I think you were like tech or something. You were studying
yeah,
or something.
I was studying
like
design, graphic design.
You used to dress so nicely. So in the mornings, my mom would be like, oh, she's coming out, she's coming out. And we would literally watch you. And we'd be like, oh, I love the boots, or I love the bag. Oh, I love the white combo. I remember you wore like a white, like an all white outfit the one day to campus. And my mom and I would stand on the balcony and watch you go to your car and be like, oh, I love the look. And then
Seriously?
Like get ready for school.
I had no idea.
Yeah, you were the OG influencer, actually. And I was like, why does she look so perfect every day?
No, you know, it's almost like your older sister. You know, she's the original influencer. And because I was older, maybe, and you and my sister were like the same age, maybe that's because I mean, I'm the same age as your brother.
Yeah. How old are you?
I'm 34 in June.
Okay. And I'm 29. Yeah. You are the same age as my brother. So, yeah, you're also super scary because.
I was, yeah.
Yeah.
I am still.
No, she was so scary. Oh my God. We used to go to your house. Well, Nels and I were so funny. We used to like just giggle and smoke in Nels' room. And Rushta would shout and be like, Naya! And we'd be like, oh my God, she's going to catch us. And I think we used to like steal your hair dryer and stuff.
Yeah, you guys used to steal clothes as well all the time. Aisha stole my one dress from Topshop once and she wore it out to a party. And
then
Yes, the yellow one. And then
so
I found it in my sister's room and I was like, why the fuck do you have my dress here? And then she just looked at me. And obviously she wasn't going to sell out a friend because my sister's not like that.
You used to be so scared of Rushta. When she was home, we'd be like, oh my God, she's here. Ah, hide the goods. So that's my story about you.
I'm very anti-smoking.
Yes,
I still
you're
am.
Super anti-smoking. Yeah. Don't worry, I don't smoke anymore. There's only a naughty thing I used to do with Niles, who's your sister. And sometimes your dad, actually. So your dad is the dopest guy ever. So tell us about your vibes. Like, who made you the way you are? Is it like your influence from your parents, grandparents? Like, how are you so fierce and always put together and like you never look messed up? Like, we were discussing it the other day at your sister's place. I'm like, does Rushta ever look bad? Like, I just want a
often.
Bad day. Like, give us a bad day, Rushta.
I do often look messed up. I feel that I was always left to be free by my mom and dad. My parents had me when they were very young.
Like how young?
My mom was 17. My dad was 18. Yeah.
Oh, cute.
And I feel that she was growing up herself and she wasn't really equipped to raise like her kids at that age, I don't think. She obviously did the best that she could. In that way, she left me to discover myself.
Okay.
So I made all my decisions.
So you were always very independent then?
Yeah, I was very cared for. Obviously, my grandparents took care of me a lot. And but all the decisions I made, I was never guided.
Okay.
Or I was never told this would be a better option, or have you ever considered, let's explore this. So growing up, it was just all on me. And I think that quickly I learned what I liked and what I didn't like.
That sounds like a lot of pressure.
Did you feel like it was? Because if you see, pressure would be if your parents wanted you to do something and then you didn't like it.
Okay.
Whereas they never did that to me.
You were just free to explore.
So I just said, I wanted to do art. And they were like, okay, sure.
Okay, cool.
You know, and then I said, I want a car. And they're like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
You know, this is the, what kind of car do you want? We'll get you the white Persia. Remember my first car?
Yes. But you used to drive your dad's car often.
Yeah, I used to drive his car often because, I mean, we lived in the city. I wasn't really going far.
Yeah.
Mm.
You used to drive it very slowly.
Yes.
I remember that. Was that the heels or?
Probably.
Child, like I promise you guys, she's always looking good.
So my dad said to me once, and he always tells me the story often. He said when I was really, really little, he was trying to tell me to do something. He was trying to reprimand me. And I looked up at him and I said, I am my own person. You can't tell me what to do. And he said he just like had this big fright and he looked down at me. And apparently I was a little piccanini. And I said this to him, that I was my own person and my own personality. And he couldn't tell me what to do. And so my parents never, ever.
So they knew who you were. You knew who you were from the jump. You were like, I'm my own person.
So even now my sisters will say my mom is afraid to tell me what to do. Yeah. And whereas my mom will tell my sisters what to do, my mom will never say, you know, put on a bra.
Yeah. Your mom's actually a lot like you, though. Your mom's kind of intimidating, like very fierce vibes.
She is, but she is very, I feel that she's very insecure and she doesn't like believe in herself.
And you feel like you had to kind of undertake that because you believe in yourself hardcore. Like you've got mad self-esteem. I really admire that.
I do. I think I hype myself up too much. But I mean, if I don't, then who's going to? But
you're like the Kanye West of like South Africa. She's the Kanye. Because she's just, Kanye, you hype yourself and you like believe in yourself. And then you actually deliver. That's the best part. You don't just overhype.
Yeah, I mean, Kanye's got issues. But I mean, obviously, I think Kanye.
You're like, I don't have issues.
We literally are twins.
Yeah,
he's
Gemini.
my spirit animal. But I think that I had a very tough upbringing in terms of my mom was very harsh.
Okay.
She never ever supported anything I did, but she still let me do what I wanted to do.
Okay.
So she never said, oh, well done, baby girl, or you look pretty today, or well done on this result. Or she was always very, very hard and very harsh.
Like critical.
And I think that that's how she grew up.
Yeah.
So at the same time,
my
dad was loving.
Did your dad like always hype
my
you?
Dad is loving, and my dad always made jokes.
Okay.
So he couldn't ever, so there was never ever any kind of constructive guidelines. There were no boundaries. There were no rules.
Yeah.
Like my mom just was harsh and cold. She's not like that anymore.
Yeah.
But she was harsh and cold, and then still critical. So it was like, she never ever offered a solution to what she thought was a problem, you know?
And so do you feel with Hayden, who's Arushta's son, how old is Hayden now?
He's 1 year and 7 months.
Okay, so he's almost 18 months. That's so cute. Do you feel with Hayden that you now want to impart the knowledge that maybe you didn't get growing up, like the little bit of guidance? Because I know you love the freedom, but you're saying you would have liked a bit of structure and guidance.
Yes. And I think that is the reason why I married the man that I did. And because meeting him, I learned how he lived his life, how structured he is, how punctual he is, how he is someone of his word. If he says something, he's going to be there, he's going to deliver. He's not going to say to you, yes, I'll come to your house and I'll help you. Maybe there's a task that you need to do and help you with that thing. And then his other friend says, listen, here, there's going to be a yacht party and, you know, there's going to be all the kinners and we're going to go. And then he phones you and he says, listen, here, I can't come anymore. Like my mom, he's going to go to
he's committed.
The thing that he committed to. So he's that kind of person. So, because he was raised that way.
You know, my husband is exactly the same. And I've had a very similar upbringing to you. I always tell my parents that, like, we raised ourselves. but my parents didn't, like, progress through to, like, on the third or second child, they stopped doing the raise yourself thing. They were just like, okay, cool. We're running our business. You guys have your grandparents and you have yourselves. Like, figure it out. So, but, like, the stories I tell my sister, you know, she's always like, are you joking that your parents didn't help you? I'm like, my mom never helped me with homework. My mom never once asked me about my homework. I was like, when kids did, my mom was.
Yeah,
I'm
but
like,
that's a brown parent thing.
Yeah.
Brown parents don't have the time to go with kids and go hiking and take them to the gym and spend time with them. Back in the day, they had to work more than one job just to get by.
Exactly. Yeah,
brown people have to work triple as hard. If you're a woman of color, you have to work 10 times harder.
Totally.
So that's what they needed to do. They didn't care about coming home and making salads and then taking their family for a walk, you know?
Yeah.
They ate what their mothers cooked.
Yeah.
We all ate from the same pot of food. We came home. They weren't luxury activities as going for a walk on the promenade.
Yeah, I've never, when I do that with my kid now, I'm like, and actually Pani grew up differently. My husband, he grew up with walks and all that stuff. And when I do it now, it feels like such a treat to me because I'm like, there was no way I was going to walk on the promenade with my parents.
No, it's such a, yes, we do that now. You go and you cycle with your dad and you spend time with your dad and you train with your mom and whatever. But back then, growing up, they had to do whatever it took to survive and to ensure that we have what the best that they could provide at the time. Because you never know when that's going to just all of a sudden end and dry up, you know?
Disappear, And survival instinct.
We would do the same for our kids, you know, work hard. Like, that's why I'm working myself so hard, so that I can work for my maternity leave. I mean, obviously, I run my own business, so no one's going to pay me maternity leave. If I don't train clients, I don't make any money. So I'm working for that life where I can have more time to spend with my kids, because my folks, even though they gave money, they bought me a car, I had a good life, you know, that does end at some point, you know.
Yes,
and then beyond that, it's not only about throwing money at your kids.
Yeah.
Like, where's the time?
I would have liked
Let's go for lunch, you know.
But it's hard for my parents to still spend time with us because they don't know what to do.
But I see you guys. You guys always have family time together.
Because we force it. The siblings force. Like, we force our parents to spend time with us.
It sounds like you got to stalk your mom, you know?
Yeah,
and my sister does
parents.
It too. And my sisters do that. And
like, we're doing Secret Santa for Eid. Mm. And my parents absolutely hate it. They're like, you know what their comment was? This is white people stuff. We don't know what we're doing. So I'm like, you pick a name and you buy each other a gift.
Mm.
Last year at Secret Santa, they didn't buy their gifts. So my sister and Pani didn't receive a gift because they had my mom and my dad. And they were like, oh, were we really supposed to buy presents? We thought it was just a game.
Well, now you know to just make sure. Because, I mean, obviously, Christmas is something that's still dear to Wayne. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. He still... Well, it's actually not. He doesn't do anything. But to me, it's amazing. I love Christmas.
Yeah, whatever. It's just it's a celebration. And I think it's something that his parents do. And people need to chill the fuck out.
Yeah.
And allow your family to
have
family
time. Let's talk about people chilling the fuck out. I really want to talk about that.
But we know that's not going to happen.
No, it's never going to happen. But I know that on social media, you're having to say this a lot. Chill the fuck out, chill the fuck out. What are some of the things that you are like experiencing with social media, being that your business is so driven by your social media personality and your personal brand? You get a lot of hate, like more than I've ever seen like anyone. I think I get a lot, but you get a lot. Like literally you cannot wear a bikini without someone hating on you. How do you feel about that? And does that ever really affect you? Like when someone's like saying, you know, you posted the other day, I can wear a dookie and a thong bikini, and I fucking loved it because it's so true. Like, you can be who you want to be. And how did you get to like being who you want to be, which we said your parents allowed you to be who you want to be, and then also like owning that truth online? You just tell people like, fuck off, this is who I am.
I think I've always been a rebel, and it probably started when I was little. I've always wanted to do what people didn't. I always want to be who people don't expect me to be, especially because I'm tiny.
Yeah.
So I'm small and I'm cute, you know, like, let's just not beat about the bush. I wasn't beaten with the ugly stick. Like,
yeah.
I am fairly
Like, so basically having a good
easy
laugh.
Easy on the eye.
Yeah.
So when you walk in and you're tiny and you're easy on the eye and you look 5 years younger than what you are, people do not take you seriously.
Yes, totes.
And I'm in business. Like, I don't come here to fucking play around. Mm. And this is not coming. This isn't a game. I'm here to win. I'm here to work.
Yeah.
And I'm here to focus. So I don't waste my time and don't underestimate me.
Yeah.
But that does also work in your favor. So for me, I've always had to, where was I going with that?
About we were going to...
About people underestimating
you. Yes, you were going to the haters and basically the clapbacks and how you able to be that strong online. Like, just, you own yourself. You do know that, right? You own your truth.
No, I do. So for me, like, I deliver on what I focus my mind on.
Yes, which is?
Well, anything that I do.
Okay.
Yeah, so anything that I decide I want to do, I'm going to work hard in it and I'm not going to... Because today I was doing that quiz where it said, what is the most... Like, what is my fear?
Yeah.
And I couldn't think of a fear. And I was going to be like, would it be that I would be unsuccessful? And I said, no, because that is up to me to work really hard and be successful.
Yeah.
So that's not even a fear for me.
Mm.
It's like whether to fail at something.
Yeah.
Because I'm just going to try again. And for me, I feel like... if something doesn't work out, it's because there's something better. It doesn't mean that I failed at that thing.
Yeah.
So in
that's
my
a great like bit of knowledge you just imparted. And I think everybody should feel that way. Like,
yeah, just I'm just
try
like,
things.
And what was funny was, and also a little bit hurtful, was in my quiz today when I said, what is the most untrue? And then one of the facts I put up there was, I want what others have. And that is so far
from
me.
That's like the furthest from
and
you.
So many, so many people liked that one. They were like, that's the one.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm like, no, because you if you have something that's beautiful, you have a family that's beautiful, you have health, a body, whatever it is that you have, I celebrate that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not your success that I wish that I had. I'm creating my own success because we all have different things that are... different definitions of success for either of us.
Yeah.
What success is to me is different to what it is to Simi, you know?
So why was that hurtful for you? Was it because people like...
Because it's so easy. Like, for example, I live my truest life.
Mm.
But at the same time, you still actually don't know the person that you're watching every single day. You know?
And you're like...
So that's the truth. So I was like,
are they really not noticing that I'm not this person?
But at the same time, just like, whatever.
Mm.
for me, I know what my intentions are.
Yes.
So when I wake up in the morning, my intentions are true to me.
Mm.
I believe in them. So no matter what this one says or that one says, I know what I believe and I know why I'm doing what I'm doing. So if someone had to come with some hate, doesn't matter because what do they know? Like, I know how I feel. I know... who I am. I'm not going to get hurt because someone's upset that I look hot in a bikini.
Yeah.
They're probably only upset I look hot in a bikini because they look unhot in a bikini.
Unhot? I'm dying.
Mm. And I wasn't even going to bash. Like, I don't even I celebrate women's bodies.
No, I do. You've taught me a lot of that. Like, I deal a lot with a lot of hate and then I always message you about that. And you always say, like, you know, put your mind in the other person's position and like they're lacking what you seem to have and that's why they are upset.
Mm.
But it takes a lot of maturity and emotional maturity to get to that process, right? Mm. So you processing the information as like, oh, you're hating on me because you don't have what I have
shame.
And I understand and I feel sorry for you. And that's like super hectic EQ.
Really?
Yes.
But it only makes sense. Why
it makes sense to you, but... Mm. A lot of people don't have that emotional intelligence.
They feel like they start doubting.
Yes.
You know, and the reason why...
And I think I have like a flipping high EQ, right, Simi? I do. Okay, I thanks.
And I don't share the hate because I want people to feel sorry for me.
Yeah.
I share the hate because there's some girl who doesn't have the strength that I have.
Yes.
That also got told that at work today.
Yes.
You know, the colleague or the lady in the tea room. Because you know ladies in the tea room.
Yeah.
Ooh, are you having... are you going to eat that big bowl of oats?
Yeah.
You know?
You put on weight now?
Aunties.
I hate that.
aunties, cousins, mother-in-laws, sister-in-laws. Women are awful. And so are men.
Yeah.
You know? It's not only the women. I mean, we all know men are trash.
Rishtush comes with receipts. Really, Simi? What are you... Simi's putting up posters saying Rishtush comes with receipts. Oh, it's starting a hashtag. Do you want receipts? Simi, talk.
Every single time I go into Twitter or like Instagram, well, not every single time, and I see when Rishtush responds to someone, and like let's say someone's chatting shit.
Yeah.
Rish Rish comes with receipts.
No, she has the
she
best clapbacks.
Drag you.
Bro, I can't. I actually live for the receipts. You know why? Because I feel like I connect with you on so many levels. Like you're Gemini, you're small.
But we're on the same wave.
You're on a business level, but I don't have that same. I admire the strength, right? Because I don't have that quite there yet, and maybe it will come. And then when you clap back, I'm like, oh my God, how did I not think of that? Like, it's just, oh, did you just see? So that's literally how I feel whenever you clap back. So you do impart that knowledge onto me as well, because then I feel like, because I've started clapping back too.
Yeah,
and I'm just
have,
like, fuck this shit.
See,
I'm going to tell people
see,
how I feel.
Because not all women are so strong. Not all women have a support structure or believe in themselves to not go home and cry, to not go sit in the bathroom and cry, to not start believing the things that people are telling them about themselves that are untrue.
Yeah.
Because then you look in the mirror and go, oh, do I? You know, is it? Oh, but I do feel like this, you know?
Yeah.
And slowly you start believing the lies that other people are telling you.
Yes.
And that's why I share the hate.
Okay.
So that people know that, yeah, I'm just fabulous. I'll fucking sit with my pink headband on. And I'll shop at Gucci, so fuck you, you know?
Because let's talk about shopping at Gucci. I really wanted to talk to you about business as well. Because I want to talk to you about business. So.
Okay.
People, we know how hard you work because you let us know how hard you work, which is awesome. I want to know how hard you work because otherwise I would just be like, how come she has so much nice stuff?
No, it's not my husband's stuff.
Yeah. And so you work really, really hard. And I want to know, where does that work ethic come from?
Oh, definitely my folks.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Tell me a bit about that.
That's a brown parent wisdom, you know.
Okay.
My mom and dad will do whatever it takes to work.
Yeah.
To make something work, to create something out of nothing. They're entrepreneurs. And at the moment, my dad just came back from Congo. He's setting up like diamond cutting because that's his passion.
Yes.
But his passion is people and he's really good with people.
Your dad is amazing.
Yeah, he's really good with people.
If you think
Josh
is amazing, the dad is
He's got a heart of gold.
The best, Uncle Shaba.
He's funny. And then he has my mom who is like more logical.
Yes, definitely.
She lives to serve him and love him. And the two of them are lovebirds. They can't live without each other.
So cute.
Yeah, they are very cute together. And I get that work ethic from there.
So do you get your... So you say you get your work ethic from your parents. And I see that you really appreciate your parents, which is really amazing. Do you feel like you get your... Because you and your husband have such a great relationship from what I know of you personally. And then... Because I know your husband Ismail for many years before you had met him. And I knew you. And then when you guys started dating, I was like, what the fuck? This doesn't work out. Because Ismail is the most logical and practical guy. Like, he is like to the T, like Mr. Responsible. And you just so free spirited. And I didn't picture the two getting along so well. And Ismail has a crazy streak as well. Like, burns it up on the dance floor. And he's like, has that. He defends his family and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then you have that fierceness. So then now I kind of see how it goes together.
Yeah.
So what do you think you've taken anything from your parents' marriage into your marriage? And what are some of the things that you feel like works in your relationship or your marriage that's kept you guys going for this long?
I think that so I don't compare things.
Yeah.
My parents have a hectic like life, you know.
Yeah.
They got married very young.
Mm.
It wasn't always amazing.
Yeah.
And it was probably one of the reasons why I didn't want to get married.
Okay.
Yeah, it was because of my parents' marriage.
Yes.
And also...
So how old were you when you got married?
29, I think. Yeah.
Oh, you need to text Ismail to confirm.
Yeah. And then, and also being a mom, because I wasn't sure if I wanted to be a mom. What kind of mom was I going to be?
Yeah.
You know?
You're a great
so
mom.
So I overcame all those fears. And that was a lot of hard work for me to do as well. And he was the one that always believed in me before I believed in myself.
Okay.
He was like, I know you can do this on your own.
Yeah.
You're going to be a great mother. And I never believed him.
Yeah.
And he was right, you know. I am a great mom.
You are. You're an awesome mom. And you're an awesome wife too. So what do you like as a wife? Like, what do you think you're like as a wife?
That's difficult.
I want to know this stuff because I don't get to see this online.
Yeah, because I don't want to share. Like, I just feel like some things are sacred.
Yeah.
And that's why I don't share too much of my marriage online. I just feel that people can spoil things.
Yes.
It's also why I don't share my son.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about firstly, do you cook?
I do cook, but I also try not to cook.
Okay, because you want to just also relax and unwind.
No, because I'm so fucking busy.
Yeah.
Like at the moment, this year for me is crunch time year.
Yeah.
I want to fall preggies this year and I have a lot to achieve before I fall preggies.
Okay.
The moment I fall preggies, my brain does this thing where it turns into sludge.
Yes. Oh, I remember that.
Mm, and I'm super, super tired.
Yeah.
And on top of that, I have priorities. So my priorities is fitness.
Yeah.
Even when I'm pregnant.
Yeah.
So that means when I'm training, I'm even more tired afterwards. But yes, the value of the session. And then
you still need to give Hayda your energy as well.
Give Hayda my energy. I've got to run my business. I've got to be in the gym until 7:30 p.m. at night. I've got to be in gym at 5:30 a.m. in the morning.
Yes.
I've got to reply to messages of women panicking about their weight loss.
Yeah.
At any time of the day that they feel like they want to email me. Yeah. Meanwhile, they've been putting on weight for like 5 years.
I actually would not
want to
eat your cooking listening to that list because it's probably going to be like average because you're like so busy.
Yeah,
can't focus on the meal.
No, I know exactly. Yeah.
But when you do cook, what do you like to cook?
Okay, so I love to cook a curry.
Okay, yeah.
And I love to cook a breedy.
Mm.
My favorite breedy is sausage breedy.
Really?
Yes.
Oh my God.
My God.
Mine is the mince and peas thing.
Oh, I love that one too.
And split peas.
But mince and peas is the curry.
Oh, so then what's the split peas with the potatoes and the
meat? That's the green bean breedy. Oh, hey, that's not a curry. Oh, Simi doesn't know.
So good. Simi's not Malaysian, so he doesn't know.
But
we are Cape Malaysian.
But I like the must be the Danya sausage.
Okay.
It must be the spicy one.
Yum.
And the reason that this transpired was because I was preggies and I just had this craving.
Yeah.
It never went away.
That nostalgia.
Never went away.
You know what my preggy craving was? It never went away.
What?
Oh, it's so embarrassing. It's white bread, peanut butter, and tea. Oh, my soul.
That's such a granny meal.
You know why?
A granny or a kid's meal.
Yes, because when I used to go to my granny after school, that's what we would have. Mm. And now it's that nostalgia, I think.
You know, nothing beats after school snacks. You know, those mini pizzas.
The best.
Like, what else did you have when you came home from school? A grilled cheese sandwiches.
We always had tea and sandwiches, whatever sandwich. It was like all different kinds. Samia, you're giving us more notes because you're stressing me out with all the movement.
30 minutes.
Oh, he's telling us we're 30 minutes in. Thanks, producer Simi, the best producer. Okay, so you are very private about your marriage and your son as well. Can you tell us a little bit of why you and Ismail decided that you don't want to share Hayda on social media? And I really admire that from you guys. Mm-hmm. And I want to know sort of what was the thinking behind that? Did you have the discussion before you had Hay? Or was it something like you saw him and you were like, we're not sharing him?
It was while I was preggy, I felt this, you know, the moment that you pee on that stick, all of a sudden you like very intensely, how do you call this?
It's like a lioness mode.
Yes, you just like, you're in protection mode, you know? And during my marriage, I also felt, it was kind of stemmed from that.
Yeah.
That my husband and I are a unified team.
Mm.
And that if we let anyone else in, that they would break it down.
Yes, okay. Wow.
So, yeah. So, amazing. Together, we have to be strong together.
Yes.
So, things like family, even.
Mm.
Siblings, parents.
Yeah.
You can't let them come in and interfere.
Yes.
You have to stay strong as a unit because otherwise people win, you know? And not people beyond family, even.
Yeah. I've learned that now 3 years in that we have to be this team. Mm. It just dawned on us, I think, like a month ago.
No, you have to stand. You've got to get it. You've got to be. Just think of Jackie Chan and what's Chris Tucker back to back.
Yeah.
That's literally what marriage is about.
Yeah, that's
And
true.
You're fighting off not only things online, on Facebook, on social media, on Twitter. You're fighting off distractions. I'm talking about extramural activities. I'm talking about friends that aren't good. Mm. Having friends in your house that you don't trust, that you don't know.
Yeah.
Having friends alone with your family
members
is weird.
Strict about that, eh?
Yes, and
he doesn't
rightfully
like
so.
People in our house. Like
no,
he's like he gets upset when I'm like inviting people over.
Weird.
Yeah, he's like
people
this is
see
our
your
sanctuary.
Life. It's your sanctuary. It's your safe place, and so is your marriage. And that's why. You know, sometimes I want to tell everyone, fuck, my husband's so amazing.
Yeah.
But you can't let them in, you know?
I
feel like, and that's why I didn't want to let anyone in on our family.
Yes.
When Hayda was an extension of us.
Yes.
I felt that it's my duty to protect him as a mom.
Yeah.
And he can't say, hey, I'm fine with being on Instagram, you know?
Yes.
That's a cool picture, mom. Yeah. I look cute, you know? Or like, no, not that picture. That's not my good angle. One day when he's 15,
he can have his
own Instagram account if he wants.
Yeah, also, you know? Like from a brand perspective that it's on brand for you not to show his face as well. Because at the end of the day, we are running businesses. We are businesswomen. Mm. And even though your brand is personal, like we care more really about your lifestyle and we know that you're a mom and Hayden is an extension of you and he's like your world, but you don't overexpose him to us. And I like that.
I feel that I also was never going to be that person that was going to use my son to secure certain kinds of things.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and you can take this as you want. If I'm throwing shade, then look, if the shade fits, then put on some sunscreen.
Well, people monetize their kids even without showing their faces. There are moms who do that. But I also have a funny feeling about
monetizing
children. But
I just feel like it's so wrong. And I feel that it's cheap. And
now
I'm sitting there, I'm posing with my child's face. I'm putting his entire identity at risk. Not that I'm living in Brazil where they're kidnapping kids.
Yeah, but they are kidnapping kids.
They are, and we aren't safe. But for what? For a free pram?
Yeah,
you know, it's not what I want to do. It's not. I want to protect my family, protect my safeness.
And
work
you
really
work hard to
buy
my
own fucking pram.
Yes. Oh my God, amen. You know? I love that. So with me as well, like I've just shared Khalid's face for the first time.
I know.
Online for his birthday. And it was a lot, like it was a big discussion. We discussed it for 6 months. And we had to really think about, you know, we have a different situation with Pani being so public and me being so public. And it's like, we can't police people anymore. It's exhausting. Like we go overseas.
Oh, do you feel like they're taking pictures there or what?
Yeah, all the time. When we go traveling, Pani's like, I don't see Pani as famous. But then when I travel with him, I'm like, whoa, he's really famous. People know him in other countries.
Mm.
So then when we're in other countries and people take pictures of him, it's very hard for us to protect his face because you're trying to flip him over. He's now a human and he's really friendly. So he's like smiling for cameras and loving it.
I mean, he's a photogenic little guy.
He loves the camera and he loves people. So then we were just like, you know what? It's exhausting. We can't do this anymore. So let's us own the moment, share his face, and then if his face gets leaked after that, it's fine. I mean, we're going back to not sharing his face.
Oh, that was my question to you. Mm. Are you going to still be posting him and stuff like that?
No, it was just the birthday special.
That's very cute.
And then we are no longer sharing, and all my family and friends know that that was just for his birthday.
Okay.
But a lot of them have their own private accounts. Like, I don't mind them sharing his face on their accounts. It's totally chilled. It's just that we just can't keep him from media.
I just feel like it's dangerous once they grow up, you know. He's 15, he's 16, he's going out with friends and they're like, oh, that's Ismail's son.
Yeah, it's scary.
I don't want him to walk around like that. I
can't deal with it.
I want him to be his own person.
Yes.
I'm Hader. And then them not knowing, oh, is Rishtish your mom?
Yes.
Oh, you know, I've got her bikini pic on my phone.
Yeah.
My dad used to look at her pictures or whatever. Legit.
I always wondered, do you worry about that? Like,
why was I worried about that? I'm sure it's there.
It's Hader's school, like when you're going to pick him up, but what kind of mom are you going to be? And I know Hader's probably going to go to an all-boys school, right? Because his dad.
Probs.
I know my husband's also a boys' school boy, and that's like a big thing for them.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of mom are you going to be when you go pick him up at school?
A normal mom, chill, just normal, like I am.
Okay. Just like you are now.
Yeah.
And how would you feel if, like, Hader's friends were like, I don't know, saving your bikini pics to their phone? Would it
That's
feel weird? Would it feel weird
like,
to you?
It's weird now.
Like, what if Khalid does that?
Do
boys do that? Okay, Simi's our resident male.
100% yes.
And then what do they do with the picture at school?
We look at your mom, bro.
Oh, no, this is so awful.
We proper look at your mom. We'll speak about your mom behind your back, and we'll wait for you to go home. If there's like about 15 guys waiting for you to fetch Hader, it's done for you.
So what if Khalid's the guy that has Hader's mom on his phone? Like Khalid, my Khalid.
Keep it moving.
That's going to be awkward. Be like, what is Auntie Rishta doing on her phone?
No, I think
phone her right now and apologize.
maybe the boys aren't going to be into that when they're older.
Yeah, maybe
know?
They're going to be like, oh.
Yeah, maybe they're going to be like, oh, that was trashy.
Yeah, well, they'll be like,
your mom is a hoe.
Your mom's a hoe. Oh my gosh. Okay, and also.
True story.
Hold on. I just want to say, when I was at school, right, there was a guy whose mom guy's mom who was involved with like the premier of KwaZulu-Natal in a sex scandal, and there's a small little video.
Whoa.
It did not end well for anybody that brought it up to him. Not at all. Like,
so Hayda's dad does karate, so Hayda's probably gonna be like, and I know Hayda's a fighter actually, but dude, that's Pinga the other day, so I know Hayda can, he can handle it.
Yeah, because both parents are aggressive. Yeah. We are, yeah.
I will never forget you swearing at your sister and throwing a AJ at her.
Yeah, I mean, they've thrown things at me. Like,
I know, but I only saw you doing it. So I was like, your sister's scary. I'm not going to. And how funny is this? Your sisters call you Titi, right?
Yeah, they call me Titi.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, Titi. So cute.
That's true.
Yes, you are Titi. When did you become Rooshtoosh?
Okay,
that's the missed question.
So I started working at this gym that I was freelancing work for when I left my job as a designer.
Yes.
And then I got really involved with this gym, you know, and it was a new type of training that wasn't around 10 years ago.
Okay.
10 years ago, people were doing bodybuilding, they were doing yoga, and they were jogging.
Yeah.
Not as intense as now. Now you have to be in a running club to even be considered to get a Woolworths shopping cart, you know, like, so back then it was just bodybuilding. CrossFit wasn't even around. Yeah. So, I joined this gym with this trainer who I may or may not have been romantically involved with.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And, maybe I was
not, that's my guess.
Yeah. And, maybe I was a bit starry eyed, but this guy taught me absolutely everything about the business because he saw potential in me and what I was about. In if I believed in something that I would like follow through completely, you know, it was everything that I spoke about because naturally I'm an expressive person. I'm a creative, so I will express myself, which at that stage.
So you studied graphic design, right?
Yeah, which at that stage was, and I was very into fashion as well because I did a few, art directing jobs while I was a graphic designer. So for me, being expressive on Facebook, which was the medium back then, was very natural to me.
Mm.
And through that, I started sharing my journey, and that's where people and women especially started asking me questions, gravitating towards me, and naturally so, I became a trainer in the gym.
Okay.
And the training style specifically was heavy powerlifting and a lot of kettlebell work.
Okay.
So I would run the mountain.
Your class was called Rooshtoosh, wasn't it?
It was called Tight-tush.
Tight-tush. Yeah.
So what happened was I designed the entire corporate identity for this gym.
Okay.
Okay. Website, clothing. And then I said, look, let's get more women into the gym. And the way to do that is by starting this class.
Mm.
Let's call it Tight-tush, you know. Mm. And I just had all these ideas because that's just how I am.
Yeah.
And I designed this like logo and whatnot. And I launched with the entire reception area of the gym full of all these women that came from everywhere. Because I went to a girls' school.
Yeah.
So it's not like I was here advertise about this gym, here post about that. I was just talking about my experience.
Yeah.
And people were watching me grow from strength to strength, and they wanted some of that because at that time, no one was really doing that.
Yes.
So they came into the gym, and I'm a small little girl. Like I said, I'm small. I'm easy on the eye. She's lifting weights, so why can't I?
Mm.
I won't look like a bodybuilder because bodybuilding was it's a very Afrikaans arena, you know? Now it's one or two or types of different people are in the industry, but back then it was purely only like certain people did that.
Yes.
And women of color didn't really have a role model at that time.
Yes.
Locally, that was, you know,
I agree with that.
Taking control of a body, you know, it was,
and also sharing the ugly side of it because I will never forget, I think the first time you started your journey, you shared like a side, those side pictures, you know, that everyone does, the before and after.
Where I was like a fatty.
You shared the before, and it wasn't like, you did not look like how you look now. You were like, you know, you weren't in shape.
My body's been through phases. Yeah, my body's been through phases, and all as a woman, you know.
Yeah.
You look at 4 weeks out of the month. Before your period, you look a different way to when you're on your period, to when you're after your period. So your body is changing. If it changes so much during 1 month, how much is it going to change over the years? I mean, that was 10 years ago. So women were like, wow, I can also do that.
Yeah.
You know, I can also work out. I can also take control. I don't have to look like a runner.
Yeah.
I don't have to look like a bodybuilder.
Mm.
And then through that, I was lifting so many kettlebells and lifting really heavy. My ass just grew.
Okay. Yeah. Did you have an ass before? Because I've always had an ass.
I've had a proportionate body.
Okay.
I've always had nice legs.
Okay. Mm. Yeah, you do have beautiful legs.
Because if you look at my sister's legs, they also have nice legs. Yes. And they're not athletic. They don't do anything in an athletic way to enhance that. But my butt just grew.
So you went from having like, you would say,
like skinny
normal
fat
bum, and yeah, then you had this like roosh-tush sculpt ass.
Yeah, so I was skinny fat, obviously, because I wasn't lifting any weights. Then I got really lean and skinny, and then I wanted more muscle.
Yes.
And then I got really thick, and then my ass just blew out.
Yeah.
And then they called it a kettlebell bum.
Okay.
Yeah. And then it was a kettlebell tush, and then someone called me the one day in the gym, oh, here's a roosh-tush. And everyone else in the gym wanted a roosh-tush like mine.
Oh, my gosh. Mm. And roosh-tush was born.
Yeah, and then I was roosh-tush.
You know what really irritates me about roosh-tush is when people say rush-tush. I nearly want to, like, I literally want to slap them. But it happens all the time.
But listen, people call me all different kinds of things all
what
the time.
What do people call me? I want to know. Tell me. I need to know.
Rushka, Rishta, Rashta.
Rashta.
Chloe's been calling me Rashada a few times.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. I get called Aisha, Aisha, which is my actual name. Aisha.
Is it?
Alicia. Asia. Alicia is like a common one. Ashley. I get Ashley a lot.
That's whack.
I know. People are whack.
But the same thing, like you said earlier, I know what my name is. So
yeah.
I don't know.
I actually correct people. Do you?
No.
Really?
Uh-uh.
I prefer, because I feel embarrassed for them.
Why?
It's like, you know when you have something in your nose and no one tells you and you keep talking?
Is it so bad, like that?
Yeah, or like something in your teeth. And like, just tell me I have something in my teeth. Like, just tell me you're saying your name wrong, because I don't want to be embarrassed. Like, I'd be embarrassed if like I was saying someone's name wrong. So I'm just like, my name's Aisha. Let's say Aisha. And then they're like, oh, like that. I'm like, yes, like I, like the I you have, Sha. And then they're like,
shame.
Oh, okay.
I think that
I'm very straightforward also.
I don't really mind.
Oh. Okay, you don't mind. That's
call me babe.
Like, babe, yeah, that's a good one. I also call people babe.
Yeah.
So let's talk a bit about business and about the future of roosh-tush. So at the moment you're working, you have your Glow Gym, which is your women's only fitness center where you train people. Mm. And then you sometimes have like a, I call it a locum, that comes in and trains when you're on leave.
Very, very seldom.
Very seldom. Very when you need a break, you get someone in. And I love that you care about yourself enough to take a break, which is amazing. And then you've got your Glow cleansers and guides and your fitness guides. What are you working on now? I already know, but I just want you to say it.
So at the moment, I'm working on my fitness app.
Okay.
That's going to be launched in January 2020.
Tell us about the fitness app. What can we expect?
Okay, so you're going to expect to have me on your phone as a digital trainer.
That's amazing.
Yeah. It's not just a glossary of GIFs.
Yeah.
Where you see the exercise over and over. Anyone can put a training program together.
Mm.
This is what my goals experience, but on hand on the phone.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can train with you from wherever I am.
Wherever you are.
From in the UK or whatever.
And, yes. And what's great is that you download the app.
Mm.
You buy sessions.
Okay.
So you buy the sessions like you would buy it
Brilliant.
In the gym. It's not just like a whole lot of workouts put together.
And then you're overwhelmed and we never use it.
Yes. Yeah. It's structured and it's planned just how I train my goals.
So it's curated to give you the roosh-tush experience, but in what do they call it? Semi-augmented reality? No, that's not augmented. What is it like a digital version of you? So you'd get you, but in a digital form.
Yeah. So you get that experience. So with my app is there's voiceover.
Okay.
Yeah. Where I explain how to do the things,
okay,
why we're doing them, how to
unique,
do it.
Yeah.
The other apps, they just demonstrate them and then they play the GIF over and over, which is also great and it works out if you know what you're doing.
I feel really overwhelmed by those apps because I travel a lot and I do try to download apps to help me.
Mm.
And then I just end up like being like, fuck it. Like I can't like follow this chick the whole time.
She's
jumping up and down and like it's not like I just can't. And then I stop.
Look, training in itself is hard, and that's why we have personal trainers that stand there
and
tell us what to do, you know, and moan at me to put my phone down so I can stop replying to emails and actually do the exercise.
Oh my gosh.
That's why I pay my trainer. So it is going to be challenging, yeah, whether it's in a gift format or it's going to be me on the, yeah, other side.
But I like the approach of having a more curated, personalized experience. Mm. It's just what your app's about, right? And then what other like in-app features are you going to have? I'm a nerd when it comes to app. I want to know like what am I getting?
So I want to keep it user friendly.
Okay.
I want to keep it super easy to navigate. You know what you're doing on the app. I want to add lifestyle in the future.
Okay.
But I feel that it's going to detract from the actual product.
I agree.
So I want
to
focus.
And I can follow your lifestyle on
Instagram.
Yes,
anytime. Mm. I mean, so on the app, you see women aren't tech savvy.
Yeah.
We know this. Women are waiting for the ebook to be delivered to the door. They don't know that they can click download. It says download there.
I know. Like right there, it says download this book.
So I'm trying to make it easy for everyone to use.
Okay.
So it's going to be so simple. Get there. Okay, great. Here's my... Like, oh, what else is here? Oh, I'm stuck in the section. How do I get out of the section?
Yeah.
Why am I looking at a cooking chicken? I'm confused, you know?
Delete, yeah.
That's what YouTube is about. That's what a fitness show is about, you know?
Yeah.
Why is she putting on makeup now? Watch my Instagram rather, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
So I want to focus on one thing, and that is going to be just the fitness, just the sessions.
Okay.
And then you can also book spot sessions.
Okay.
So if I say, guys, Saturday I'm at the beach, join me for a beach workout, and you can pay for that online on the app.
Okay.
$150 drop, then you come through, train with me.
Amazing.
Train with my hubby, yeah,
and your beach sessions look so awesome.
And anything really. So like,
we've been dying to go to a beach session.
I'm running Biscope. Yeah, you guys are down together. You try to get the family time in, and it's not always convenient,
but we need to work out together too. Bonnie and I are so bad. When we're together, we slobs. We literally just eat and like Netflix, and then I have lots of sex because we never get to do that.
Yeah, but you must rejuvenate and rest.
But we've been saying that we need to actually start working out. So like, even now, he got me a gym membership in the UK. He's like, babe, we're going to work out.
Great. I'm glad.
Yeah. So we're going to do a beach session with you guys. Because the last time we were with you, we went and ate like yummy food at the Grand.
Oh, yeah, that was nice.
Yeah, it was
not
delicious.
Really a session. So the app is going to be focused on that. And then obviously the drop-in sessions.
Okay.
And training.
So awesome. And then I saw on Twitter that you were doing some pharmaceutical stuff, and I instantly was like, oh my God, I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Because I love a good vitamin, but I love a little bit of branding, and I love some guidance in my vitamin intake.
So is it?
When I go and purchase vitamins and supplements, what really frustrates me is I'm like, it's not cute. And I just like can't look at this yucky, disgusting bottle or like a plastic tin that looks like shitty. Like, I love Kourtney Kardashian stuff that she's doing at the moment because it looks a bit cuter. So tell us about your pharmaceuticals. What are you thinking about? Is it going to be the Glow brand, which I do love? I did see that you want to do a brand update. Tell us more about that kind of stuff.
Okay, so the pharmaceutical range is going to be medically backed, based by a doctor.
Brilliant.
I'm teaming up with my doctor.
Okay.
So he's been working on the stuff for ages.
Okay, wow.
So we've come together and we perfected it, and we're adding in some extra things like extra vitamin B in the injection shots that we're releasing.
Okay.
It's not like lipolytic injections, but people can get confused because it's the same concept like those old ones. You know those ones you used to inject?
Yes.
That helps you with your fat metabolism. The problem is all these supplements don't work. They work while you're taking them, and when you stop taking them, they don't work.
Yes.
So it is nutritive medicine.
Okay.
My injection, for example, I don't know why I'm talking about that first, but the injection, for example, what you've lost, you don't put back on.
So what is this injection? I inject it into my fat and then
it just
disappears.
Into your belly.
Okay.
It speeds up your metabolism.
Oh, wow.
It burns your fat.
Wow.
So it puts you in detox mode.
Okay.
And it also helps suppress your appetite.
So what do I need to do while I'm getting this injection? I need to obviously also exercise and
eat
well.
Of course, yeah, duh. Yeah.
All the time.
So
help. Just because you know there's going to be someone who's like, oh, I had the Roostoosh injection and I'm going to have a donut. And
no,
it's fine.
Babes, no.
So he's nodding because he's that person.
No. It's not like I'm taking this to eat badly. I'm taking this on a holistic level,
yes.
And that's how I work.
Yes.
Diet with exercise, with sleep, with happiness, with laughter, with stress-free, you know? As least panic as possible.
Yeah.
So it works all together.
Okay.
It's not... there are supplements on the market, actually, that you take before you eat a fatty meal. But it's not that kind of thing. It's not CLA. It's not...
Okay.
It's not a fat breakdown.
Okay.
You see, you start messing with your metabolism and the way that your digestive system works.
Yes.
And that's not what I want. I don't want to create... products that are stimulants.
Yes.
I don't want products that people rely on to take to get through a workout. I don't believe in pre-workout. Yes. I don't believe in fat burners.
So what do you do when you work out? Do you have a coffee?
I have a coffee, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And no milk, obviously. You just have
No, I have some milk, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I enjoy a little bit of milk in my coffee. I'm not a milky person, but a little bit of milk in my coffee is not going to kill me.
Yes.
So we're launching with the injection, which we're still deciding on the name.
Okay.
Yeah.
Simi is a great copywriter. You can hire him.
Really?
Yes, he's flipping talented. That's why he's producer Simi.
I don't have a name for the injection thing yet, but if you when you do have the second baby, can you call that period the rush push? Just
the rush push. Oh my God, that is amazing.
I love hashtag, that.
Hashtag rush push. We're
well
ready.
Done. He loves. He loves laughing.
You know, he's going to go home and think about your brand for the rest of the day.
Please do. So then a whey protein.
Okay, beautiful.
Yeah, simple, clean, extra protein that we need. No fuss, no extra sugars, no bulking agents. Okay. What you get in the protein is it's all pure.
Okay.
The problem that I have with SA products is that there is no FDA board.
Yes.
So nothing is actually FDA approved.
Mm.
The abroad products are. So things that you bring in from Canada, brands from the States, brands from Australia, I would trust those more than the local ones.
Oh, really?
Because integrity is not really something that comes into play when you're trying to lots of product at masses. And I'm not going to talk about names of products or whatever, but there are things that I tell my clients not to take, whether people listen to my advice or not.
So what are some of the things I can look for in like a whey protein, for example, that's not good for me? Like maybe I'm at this game or whatever and I'm wanting to buy a protein and your product hasn't launched yet. So what are some of the mistakes that we're making like we don't know about? Because like we go and we say, we take the protein. What are we looking for?
You see, the thing is, they can say on the box that this and this and this and that is in the product.
Okay.
But it's not even in that product because it hasn't been tested. There's no FDA board to check that the omega, the salmon oil that it claims to be in your omegas are actually what's in there.
So I could just be like eating washing powder.
Yeah, that's true. You could just be ingesting any kind of oil or any kind of bulking agent that doesn't test anything.
That's so scary.
It is scary, and that's also probably one of the biggest reasons why Push exists.
Yes.
Because she discovered that that what they say is in the stuff is not actually what's in there.
Okay.
And also, how can kids obviously be working and using products that are harmful to them? Obviously. Yes. I mean, that's her agenda. I don't have time for that right now.
Yeah. But so you're focusing on like holistic health.
Yeah. Science-based.
Yeah.
True to what it is, and we want to get it registered with the Medical Council of South Africa.
Wow.
So once it's registered with that, it will be in the shops, hopefully.
Okay.
And you can buy it online on my website.
Amazing. Yeah. And guys, that one's a physical product, so it will arrive. Yeah. It's not an e-product.
Yes, it will arrive. And then I'm also working on a Gluc Assist or Gluc Support tablet.
Okay.
That you take with every meal.
Okay.
It also helps with your cravings.
Okay, wow. Yeah,
and it also burns fat.
Oh, wow.
And it balances and regulates your blood sugar levels. So if you are diabetic, it's a perfect supplement for you.
Okay.
And I like to call it nutritive medicine and not stimulant. It's stimulant free. It's not like...
Yeah, it's not going to make you work out harder. You still have to work hard by yourself.
Yeah, and you're not going to get crazy and it's just going to make everything calmer.
Yes. You know,
that's what women need. Women panic.
Yeah.
I need to get to Gemini.
Yeah.
Let me drink my pre-workout and they're sweating already and they're stressed.
Every time, yeah.
The moment you stress, your cortisol levels go up, your body stores more fat.
Yes.
Let's all just be happy and chilled.
I am a panic mechanic, literally. And you know this about me.
Yeah, so.
I love a good panic.
Why?
I don't know, actually. I need to chill out. I'm actually, you know, when I don't panic, when it's a panic situation. That's when I do not panic. Like, we grew up, Rushta and I, living just beneath the mountain. There was always like a fire. And once Pani was staying over with my parents and there was a fire and we all had to evacuate. And I was like the least panicked person. I was so chilled. And Pani's like, why are you not panicking? The fire's literally right here. And I'm like, this is the time I do not panic. Like when my grandfather died, didn't panic. He's like crying. He's beside himself. I'm like, calm down. We need to go buy drinks. Like literally, that's me. So I panic every day to make up for all the time I
that
don't.
That you don't panic that I when don't I panic. Should.
Yes. Simi, what else do you want to know from Rushta? Because I know you like adore her. So I'm giving you an opportunity to ask her something. Quickly, get to the mic or it's not happening.
Hi, Rushta. Big fan of your work. I just would like to know if at your girls' gym, right, are there any single curly-haired ladies that are looking to settle down?
Oh, my God, this is not Tinder.
Yeah, but you said you're using your podcast to help me find love.
This is not
okay,
the one.
Well, that's we can save that for my podcast.
He does
one
have
day.
A friend.
Thank you, Rishish.
Yes.
Thank
well,
you.
Would you like Rishish on your podcast?
Yeah, I would love Rishish
yes.
on my podcast.
I want to hear more from her. You're such an amazing person to talk to.
Thank you. That's so sweet.
Yeah, you're awesome to talk to.
Thank you.
So in your pipeline, you've got the Rishish app, and then you've got these really cool challenges that are happening all the time on your Instagram.
Yeah.
So tell us quickly a bit about the challenges and then how we can get involved in those challenges.
Oh, it's so awesome. You can get involved anywhere in the world. It's okay. A DIY challenge, so it's up to you.
Okay.
You can decide how flexible you want to be, how dedicated you want to be.
Okay.
If you've got your own trainer, then you don't need a training option.
Yeah.
If you're following your own diet, you don't need a diet option.
Okay.
Then you just join to enter. So you get the support structure, the support group. You have me on WhatsApp.
Okay. Well.
Yeah. I know.
How's that going?
It's not so bad, actually.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah?
Good.
It is a lot of admin, but it's very worth it. The women are so happy in the end. They're so grateful to have actually been part of the challenge.
I love the idea of a WhatsApp support group.
The transformation. Because you know what? The women support each other. Mm. I chirp in here and there when I feel like I need to impart
some kind
of... Like,
you know when I did the glow cleanse, I had like a little WhatsApp
It works.
Because
women like that. They need that support, you know?
Like, oh, guys, I want to eat the donut. And they're like, just have a juice.
Don't do it, babe.
I know you feel it's the worst. It's like, we need that.
That is literally how
it is. That's how we get through. That's what I love about women is that we have this village system. Like, even with our kids, with our boys... I'll ask you for like advice or whatever because you've been through it more than I have. So with the next baby, how many kids do you want? Do you
I
guys
don't know,
know
what my body's going to allow me to do.
But how many would you have? Like, are you happy just to have hay or would you want to
No, I'm trying to fall preggies at the moment.
Okay.
It's in my plan for this year.
Boy, girl, what do you want?
I'm a boy mom.
Okay, you are.
But
a boy
I wouldn't
mom.
Mind a girl,
yeah,
a little girl.
Girls are cute.
I think I'm still trying to get over... What kind of mom I'd be to a daughter.
Yeah.
Oh, so maybe
I think that's
a
your
fear. Maybe that's a fear.
Because you were thinking about your fears. I think your fear is like, I'm just hearing from what you're saying that your fear is maybe like, what kind of mom you're going to be? And then you end up being an awesome mom, so there's no need to be fearful.
So, yeah.
And you've got the amazing dad as well. Girls, I think girls just need their dads. We always have fucked up relations with our mothers.
No, don't say that.
No, we all do have this thing where we put so much pressure on our moms. And then when we become moms, we're like, oh, right, I see why you were the way you were. We put so much pressure on them and we're always daddy's little princess forever and ever. Amen. Like, literally, girls, you just hear girls talking, saying such nice things about their dads in a normal parent situation. And then the mom's always like, oh, I had a rocky relationship. And then we flattened out eventually.
She thinks so.
Yeah. So I
don't want to overthink it. At the moment, I just want to be preggies and then grow and incubate a healthy little baby.
Yes.
And then hopefully have gotten my app off the floor.
Yeah.
To start shooting all my preggy fitness on the app.
Okay, great.
Then shoot all my postpartum post push body on the app as
I love it.
Yeah.
Post push body.
And
amazing.
All that stuff. Mm. I also want to do a fitness show, so I'm hoping that it's gonna be like a weight loss challenge show.
Yeah. Mm. Amazing. So, is that in the pipeline, something you're talking about?
Yeah. I've met with some people who can do that for me.
Yeah.
So they're putting a proposal together at the moment.
Okay.
And we're just finalizing how the show's going to work and who can buy the show and who wants to air the show.
So me can help you as well because he also has those talents. So you have so many things that you're doing and like...
Into Chloe.
Yeah, into Chloe, your new assistant. Mm. What do you do to chill out? What is your self-care situation like? What do you do for just you, for Rush?
Sure, it's...
For Rush Da Massage, not Rush Dush. What do you do for yourself?
That's very difficult because shopping can become very expensive, you know, when I'm feeling like I deserve something.
Mm.
Like, I feel like we should go buy hats after this and we're probably going
to... I really want to buy hats.
So things like that makes me happy.
Mm.
Even if it's little things, I also like to shop for other people.
Okay.
And you know what?
I like your nephews and nieces and stuff.
Or like just whoever.
Sisters, friends.
My son. Mm. I am addicted to making money.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that this was evident with when I have these sales that I run.
Mm.
I'm like, I get this thrill from like making sure, like getting those text messages that people are paying 100 rand, 150, 200 rand. It all adds up. Then I'm like, shit, we've made 15K. Shit, we've made 18K. Yeah. And it's not even for me.
It's for charity.
It's for the charity, you know, but still like, you get I love that.
Yeah, like, that's so, cool.
So that kind of makes me excited. And it makes me feel good.
Yeah.
Oh. And
so your self-care would be like spending the money that you work so hard to make. But what about, I know you love to travel with friends also.
Yeah, that's important. I need just time out.
Do you ever like go lay on the beach and just chill? Like in the summer?
No, never. It's difficult for me to do probably. Because I'd want to go with my kid. I'd want to experience it with him. You know what it's like. How can you go to the beach without your son? Are you crazy?
No, I don't have to.
So imagine me lying there. I'm going to be like.
The beach for me is not a thing I enjoy.
Is it? It's hot. You're sticky.
It's hot. I'm sticky. Khalid's like, God said, I need on all the snacks within two seconds.
I was just about.
Like literally. And then I'm like, ah, Bonnie, take your child to the ocean. And then I tidy up the whole area that we were snacking around. And then by the time they're done having fun, I'm like redoing the whole thing, getting towels for people. It's a mess. So I actually sent Harley to the beach with his dad and his
and his friends. Uncles. Yes. Yeah, then they have fun time.
And then I chill out. My self-care is I sit and watch TV.
I do enjoy that, yes.
Like a good Bachelor or Kardashian.
I have lots of things, I think, coping mechanisms. I have friends that I have to sit with and just sit and lounge. And I laugh. Like to be on a couch and laugh, yeah.
Yeah, you love to laugh. You're always laughing. People don't know this about you.
Yeah.
Because you have like an amazing pout face, but you laugh all the time.
Do I laugh all the time?
You are always laughing, I promise you. Okay. Yeah, she's a giggler. So, Rushdush, where can everyone find you? Where can we ask you questions? Where can we find our ebook? When is it going to be delivered? Let us know.
Look, you can just Google
you. No, Rushdush Musaji.
Can I just retract that? That's so like, just Google me, babe.
No. So you at Rushdush on Instagram.
Yeah, at Rushdush on Twitter. Insta. If you want to learn a little bit more about me, what I stand for, what I believe, how I live my life, how
and
I feel about work.
You can get your email on there too, right?
Yeah, the email's on there.
Your website.
You can also DM me if you want.
Okay.
Send me nice messages.
Yeah, please
If you see me in the mall, like stop and say hi. Yeah. Like, and another thing, if you want to make a change, you can join my challenge.
Okay.
If you don't know what to buy, you can watch out for my pharmaceutical range. Okay. It's something that I trust and I've been taking all the stuff as well. Yeah. And then hopefully you can buy one of my hoodies once my manufacturer sorts himself out.
Oh my gosh, we didn't even touch on this.
Yeah.
I just want the t-shirt. The t-shirt with
the face on it. I love it.
Yeah.
I thought that it was going to be sent to me also.
I look at your size.
We've got said.
No, but you see, that was a collaboration. Yes. So it wasn't my t-shirt.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. So we're still expecting your clothing vibes to come.
Yeah. My clothing vibe will come out. I do want to do something crazy radical, Kanye West style. Like a whole, like me on the back of a crew neck.
Yeah, cool.
Super, super vain. I know. But
I would wear it.
You know, like.
Chloe. Get on it. Make the list.
So we're working on that.
That's amazing. So we can get in touch with you on Instagram, on Twitter. We can find you everywhere. Do you have a YouTube?
No, we're working on it too, but okay. It's not so.
So just follow Rushdush on at Rushdush on Instagram. And if you have any questions for me, you can email me at info@bakedonline.co.za. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you, Chloe, for being here. You're
Thank
awesome.
You for having me.
Thank you, producer Simi. This was the best podcast ever. And we'll catch you guys again soon.
This is a POC podcast production. This is a POC podcast.
Powered by Blue Blood.